What's going on, guys? It's been a while since I've been on or made a new podcast, so to say. And one of the reasons why is because, well, first of all, I believe the last one that came out was right before July 4th. And then the July 4th, weekend, I spent in Chicago with family. And then I came back and I've been sort of lost in the sauce, sort of say, with certain projects and certain things that I've been doing. And had to put the podcast, unfortunately, on the back burner for the last month. But I'm happy to say that I'm back, and as real as I can get, you know, because I don't hide anything from you guys, and I wouldn't, you know, want to do that. You know, I'm always as upfront as I can be without breaking my rule of privacy and whatnot. But yeah, you know, it's. Ideally, I've been wanting to continue to push this once a week and then maybe expand to a second podcast as well during the week just to keep myself entertained and busy. And, you know, it's hard just because I get creative mental blocks of where am I going to go and what I want to talk about and is there anything really important that I can bring you. And you know what? You know, sometimes you do have people out there that just want to listen to you and be able to talk to you about your own problems or ideas or anything that's going on in your life. People actually do care. So this is why I'm actually coming on here and putting this out there, because I know there's people out there asking me, hey, when is your podcast coming back? Because I haven't seen anything updated for a while. So here I am. I'm back. And one of the things that I know that I've been doing and dealing with has been a lot of my military stuff. And by stuff, I mean like the things I've been dealing with in regards to, you know, my PTS and things that have to do with military, basically. And, you know, those things are kind of private and I don't really put them out there. And I've been struggling with that for a lot of years. And I just decided to, maybe it's a good idea to maybe like talk about it and put it out there, because there's other people that can possibly, have something that I'm going through, and it could open up the door for them to also speak up about it, which is a cool thing, because that's basically what you want here. You want people to be able to express themselves and talk about what they're going through as well, and you know, be them, which is what we're all here for, is to help each other one way or another. So in case you missed it, you know, took a little break, but I'm going to bring it back, and there's a lot of things that I want to do differently. There's new concepts that I want to play around with, and it's my podcast. I don't see anything wrong with that. I want to keep it the same in case I missed it. You know, there's a lot of things in life and in the world right now that I'm trying to keep up with, and I do miss. Shoot, I'm not even in the sphere of what's trendy and what's going on out there right now, just because I've been secluding myself from all that. But I want to get back into it for sure. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are staying on top of what's going on. And there's a lot of other interesting individuals out there that I want to get in on the podcast itself and talk to, you know, a lot of creatives. And I continue to meet a lot of interesting people. And I want to get them on here. I think that it's important to continue collaborating and speaking to others in the world of the creative field. It's a never ending cycle of being a creative and how creative has evolved and the creativeness of others. And I've met some really cool brand new filmmakers that are out there that I really want to get on here and talk to and pick their brain and see, you know, what led them to go down that career path. It's hard. It's really hard to be in this field. I pretty much say it all the time. Anybody with a cell phone camera pretty much is a quote-unquote filmmaker. And obviously, there's other things that you have to go through in life to, you know, perhaps earn that title. And one of them is, you know, put in your time, put in your work. You know, those 10,000 hours always count. And of course, and if you have the proper training, which by training, I mean, you don't have to go to school to be a filmmaker. But if you do, it's great because you'll be able to rely on the history and the things that really, you know, make up the art of filmmaking, right? Because that it is an art. So, so much going on right now. So many things that have been happening in the world today. The news is all crazy. I don't even get into that. I try to stay away from that as much as possible. How do you guys handle what's going on out there in the news? It's crazy. The political sphere has gone completely wacko. I try to stay away from that as well. I like working. I like keeping my mind busy. I like talking to other creative minds. And I like staying in my, you know, in my bubble of happiness, because outside of it, outside of this bubble, the world could be cruel and it could be a very destructive place. And not to say that I don't understand or see or I'm a part of what's going on out there. Obviously, listen, we all are. But we need a avenue where we can come and basically, you know, be us, be free and just talk. And this is where the podcast comes into play and the little things that I'm going to be trying and doing differently to pretty much, you know, make this a more enjoyable listening experience. By the way, I don't know, I think I probably mentioned this before. I don't know. I'm a huge nerd, so I'm staying on top of the comic book world. I don't know if any of you guys are out there comic book artists. If you are, I would love to hear from you. Or if you know a comic book artist, I'd love to get a comic book artist on the podcast. I think the art form of being a comic book artist is incredible. I'm a huge comic book nerd. I still collect comic books. And, you know, I get giddy every time something new and cool comes out. Same thing with anybody, any creative out there. If you're a PC, even a PC builder, like, you know, that's an art form in itself. I just built my very first PC and no experience whatsoever. And, you know, just from watching others putting together these incredible rigs, I was able to put something together for myself, you know, and I love it. I it's so cool to be able to do something with your own hands and really, you know, just basically put yourself into something that you're making, if that makes sense. Like a cook, you know, cooks. If you know any cook out there, I'd love to have a cook on the podcast as well. There's so many people I want to get on here and so many things I'd like to talk about. And that way I don't just sit here talking to myself like a nerd. I mean, there's also nothing wrong with that. There's also the people that will listen in and tune in and have a great time listening to me talk about certain topics or certain things going on in the world right now. Yeah. And let's put this into perspective as well. If you guys have been out there working your asses off and doing things, man, was last week hell or what? The sudden change in temperature from last week to this week is insane. Not to mention that today marks the middle of the year, right? Like this month, this is it. We are now on the declining end of the year. We have the holidays are right around the corner, believe it or not. And, you know, so much to expand on. This podcast and the video show I want to put together as well is something that I want to be a platform where I can just continue to get things off my mind. And I have to. I'm one of those people that get super cluttered up. I get super clouded when things are just, you know, plain and nothing's going on. Or if I'm not, to be frank and to be honest, like if I'm not working with others or seeing what's going on in the creator field for myself, like, man, I fall into these deep black holes. Like, you know, like sometimes I don't know how to climb out of them. I would love to hear how you guys deal with that and how you guys get out of any ruts or anything that happens on your end. But yeah, so keep a lookout. You know, I know I continue to say this. I wanted to start my YouTube channel. I did one video saying, yeah, I'm going to start coming back on here and doing things. I dropped the ball on that as well. I started working on a project with a company. And even though that didn't turn out as I wanted it, the fact that I decided to put my stuff on the back end hurt me, because I should have continued to stay on top of my stuff, even though I had a client and whatnot. Like, but the thing is that when I do decide to be, you know, somebody's, what do you call it? If they need me, right? So, like, if they hire me, I decide to give them 100% of what I do. That's including, you know, from filmmaking to editing podcasts to anything that I get hired for. But anyway, listen, I wanted to come on here and just keep this short and simple, kind of like a reset to let you guys know that the second half of the year is going to be an amazing year, end of the year, and we're gonna do this together. I can't wait to see what the last 6 months of the year bring. I took some time off just to refresh and reboot. And even though I was helping another company out and you know, full-time doing stuff for them, I should have not taken time away from my creative outlet. And that hurt me in the end because I know how I get, you know, and I'm the type of person that I easily could get, you know, I easily get depressed about it because I love what I do. And if I'm not doing it because of one reason or another, I get really, really sad and I get upset at myself for not staying on top of what I have to do. Yeah, so I got a couple of cool shows coming up soon. I'm thinking about maybe going live with them on Mixer and Twitch and seeing if that could work out. I have a really cool outlet that I want to work on with veterans and with another veteran, actually, and a good friend of mine. We went to high school together, and you know, we both served, and we went through one of the hardest times in American history outside of Vietnam here in the last two decades almost. So that's something that I personally want to get off the ground as well. And you know, I have a lot of respect for everyone that does this, any YouTuber, any filmmaker out there that has put in the time. You know, I feel your pain when I see that you guys are tweeting away that you're, you know, in a rut, or like, you know, you're putting on a face when you're on stream. Like, that is that I could resonate with that because that happens so much. It happens so much. So yeah, let me not keep you guys on here. I will be coming back. I don't know, maybe sometime in the middle of next week, I might drop an extra podcast. Maybe I should start podcasting full time again, you know? And listen, I want to put this out there to all of you right now. If you guys are in need of a videographer, a producer, or a podcast editor, producer, even video editor, please hit me up. I would love to help you with any of your projects. And I'm no longer going to also like put my stuff on the back end. I want to be able to continue creating to bring you guys more of what I do. That way you guys see that I know what I'm doing. You can trust me. You know, I've been doing this for 10 plus years. So yeah, hit me up. If you guys have any questions, you can hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or you can simply go to alexiscardoza.com. And email me on there. You know, my portfolio's in there, or you can go to pressrecordproduction.com. That's my company, and you can hit me up on there. I want to start pushing that. That's one of my goals in life, besides owning my own comic book store later on in the future. It is to literally, you know, push pressrecordproduction.com. So make sure you go on there and, you know, hit me up, email me. I will answer right away. Follow me on all of my social networks, which is _ Alexis Cardoza on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's Alexis Cardoza. Or if you go to alexiscardoza.com, you can literally just follow me on all of my social networks through there on the bottom of the page. So, as I mentioned before, but damn, I need to buy a new hard drive for my computer. whatever you guys need, please let me know. I am at your service, and I am looking to be booked for the rest of the year. So, you know, I'm locally located in the tri-state area. If there's bigger projects out there and you guys want to work on those together, I'm here for you as well. Let's talk soon. I'll be back again next week. I'm glad to be back on here and really producing some content again and not giving up on myself or pushing my things to the side when I know I can definitely make the time for it and be on here. So, I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope you guys have a great week, end of the week. And yes, it is Friday. I am dropping this. And in case I missed it, I fucked up, guys. And I basically dropped the ball on my own creations due to the fact that I put 100% of my time for someone else. So, which is okay. Because if you hire me, I'm going to give you 100%. And then I'm going to give myself, you know, whatever. An extra 10%. So that's 110%. My math is so bad. 110% doesn't even exist, does it? I don't know. You tell me. You be the judge of that. See you guys soon. Thanks again for listening. This has been In Case I Missed It. Don't forget to follow me again, like all my social networks. Later, guys.